Here's a question for you. Were you disappointed by Belfast's lack of New Year's Eve celebration? No fireworks at City Hall, not even an X Factor reject with a box of crackers and some flat cava. But should the council be putting on a big do in the first place? That's the question we're posing on the programme. The council last staged an open-air event on December the 31st, 7 years ago. Over 1,200 people indeed have now signed a petition that launched on Friday, calling on the council to stump up the cash and put on a fireworks display to bring in 2017. On the line, journalist and commentator Fionnuala Meredith, and we also have Belfast City Councillor and former Mayor Jim Rogers. Morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Both Happy New Year indeed, but it wasn't so happy for those people signing this petition who feel that there's a missed opportunity here for Belfast City Councillor Fionnuala. What do you think?
Ach, yes. I mean, I know we don't have much money spilling around at the moment, but, you know, it's a dark time of the year. And let's face it, what is a pretty dark and dull city at times? And, you know, could we not have a few fireworks to mark the time of year, to mark the passing of the year? And maybe more importantly, bring a few of us together. I'm not normally that big into sort of expressions of collective, kind of unity. But I think that there's a place for it, especially in somewhere like Belfast, where we can come together in some kind of simple, uncontroversial pretext just to mark the passing of the year. Sure, a few fireworks wouldn't cost too much, would they?
What's wrong with that, Jim?
Well, first of all, can I say that Donegal Square North, that's the front of the City Hall and Donegal Place, is no place to have a fireworks display. Now, why do I say that? We had to discontinue the fireworks display because of a very serious incident, and it was to do with fireworks and the lack of space in that area. So we had to stop that, and health and safety advised against it in the future. Furthermore, even to have a large-scale event, 7 years ago we had about 450 people turned up at the front of the City Hall. Mm-hmm. At its height, we used to have 8,000, and it steadily got less and less and less.
And how much did it cost to put on that display last time around, Jim? Can you remember?
Well, I don't have the exact figures, and so I don't want to give out a misleading an amount. It did cost us a lot of money. Again, we were criticised for a 20-minute fireworks display, money to burn. Now, I don't accept that. There's other places for fireworks displays, such as down at the Odyssey, and we have tried other parts of Belfast, and we do that at Halloween, mm-hmm. but certainly not at New Year's Eve. But part of the problem has been the bad weather. We've experienced it again this year, last year, and gone back over the years. On one occasion, the concert had to be cancelled, not just in Belfast, but in other parts of the British Isles, simply because of the gale force winds. But, and these stages that we set up.
But Jim, if you look online over the festive period, over the New Year's Eve celebrations, it's full of images from cities all around the world putting huge resources into fireworks displays. It's a great opportunity to profile your city, to put it up there now on the world stage, and perhaps to attract tourists to Belfast. Is it not a missed opportunity?
And I accept what you're saying, but we have a limited budget for large-scale events, and many of the events that we hold cost us a lot of money. We measure the success of them or otherwise after they're completed, and those that we still have, they're really worth the money. We will look at this online petition whenever we receive it. I understand there's about 1,200 signatures up to now. We will consider anything, but at the end of the day, there's no guarantee
that we will go back on
our decision to have a large-scale event.
Yeah. How much did the fireworks display cost at Halloween?
Again,
what are we talking about? Ballpark figure.
Well, now, we didn't have a fireworks display at Halloween last year, right?
Previous years.
You have to be careful whenever you're giving out figures, and I just don't have the facts in front of me at the moment, but it's not hard to get hold of them. But again, I'm not against fireworks displays. I think it's great for young people. It's great for bringing people together, not just those who live in Belfast, but throughout the length and breadth of Northern Ireland. People have travelled to the fireworks display, so I certainly am behind that. But to have a large-scale event, such as a concert at the front of the City Hall, it's too costly. You can't get the big-name groups. You can't get the big-name individuals. Many of them are booked well in advance, and there's large amounts of money required. And some of these groups don't even want to be out on New Year's Eve. They want to spend it with their families.
OK, let me bring Fionnuala back in again. Before I do, 0303 80 55 55, some of you lined up already to have your say on the lack of a fireworks display in Belfast. Fionnuala, you heard what Jim had to say there. Only 450 people turned up 7 years ago. There isn't really the appetite out there.
Well, it seems that that's changing. I mean, I don't place a lot of store in online petitions, but there's clearly some kind of appetite now for a celebration. I think certainly we could do without the kind of awful concert with C-list celebrities at the front of City Hall. Maybe there's not much appetite for that. But like a simple fireworks display, it's not going to be massively costly. And I know Jim cited some practical considerations there, but you know, you can get around those. And I think there's a way to do it that, you know, there's something that everybody could feel happy to join in. You know, I think, you know, we are a sort of capital city. We do, you know, aim to kind of position ourselves as, you know, okay, we're small and obscure, but we want to be seen as somewhere that is a good place to live, that has started to change.
But people
I think this is a small way to do it.
Yeah, people need more, though, than a fireworks display, don't they, Fionnuala, to show up? Because they're not just going to go and watch the fireworks and then go home again. They need an event to build it around.
Really? Do you think? I'm not so sure. I think people like fireworks. I think they're simple, they're straightforward. You know, they're kind of the sort of thing that charms everybody from little kids to much older people. You know, it doesn't have to be super complicated and some kind of big event. I think actually that's part of the problem. Quite often here, we try to overreach ourselves and try to be more than we are. We are a fairly small, obscure city on the fringes of Western Europe. Let's remember that. But we can take these small opportunities for joy and collective happiness when we can.
Mm-hmm. Norman and Bangor is with us this morning. Happy New Year to you, Norman.
Happy New Year, Enda.
Where do you stand on this one?
The council's absolutely right. If you look at the world in its context today, people's homes flooded in England and over here. People can't pay their bills because they're under pressure. Austerity cuts everywhere. 60 million people, refugees around the world, wars raging all over the world. And we've seen Saudi Arabia, the hotel on fire. And what does Saudi Arabia do? Have a firework display beside it. Maybe somebody could enlighten me
We're talking about Dubai, I think, in those circumstances. And
yes.
What was interesting about all of that, Norman, was that a lot of people said on the ground that the reason that the display went ahead was that it was the opportunity for Dubai to say, we're carrying on as normal here. A lot of money goes into promoting the event, and they see it for what it is, and that is a great opportunity to promote Dubai on a worldwide scale.
But what are we promoting, Enda? You look at the state the world's in. What is there to celebrate? There's disasters everywhere. You look at America. You look at America, the disasters in it.
Okay. Fionnuala?
Yeah, and we're just going to give in to misery then and say, oh, well, just everything's terrible. The world's a miserable place, so we'll just all be miserable together.
But what it shows is the world is living in darkness. It can't see what's happening.
Do we join the darkness?
No, we have to look for the light.
Have a flipping fireworks display. Sure, why not?
We need to look to God. That's who we need to look to. The world is in darkness.
Okay.
It can't see the light, so it can't.
Okay,
we need to see the light.
Let's hear from Fred and Drumore.
Oh, just a quick comment. I always heard being interested in fireworks all my life, and I'm a pensioner. Mm-hmm. A fireworks display can quite easily cost £10,000. And that's not much of a display now.
Is that value for money?
Well, that's not for me to say. Mm-hmm. I don't have the £10,000 to pay it.
And what do you think? Is it worth the spend? Is it worth Belfast City Council investing in it?
As Jim, isn't it Jim you call him there?
Yes, Jim Rogers.
Well, the City Hall ground is no place for a fireworks display to start with.
Mm-hmm. But there's other locations.
Well, there's other locations, but sure, they usually one of Titanic Quarter or the other, say, occasionally, but well, there's bad weather, people's not going to go anyhow. I mean, as that gentleman's after saying there, that people have flooded out of their homes and gale force winds, which could even cause the fireworks display to be cancelled.
But can we not put on something uplifting for
so
people?
Well, Andy, what are you suggesting?
That gentleman's quite right, and I say that at the outset about the fireworks. You can forget about the front of City Hall because of the health and safety issue, but what can you put on? It's very difficult to get people out in New Year's Eve for an outdoor event. It's different if something's undercover, and even undercover, some of the promoters would tell you it's been a waste of money for them, and none of the promoters have been forthcoming to say, right, we want to use the front of the City Hall for a large-scale event, and we're bringing Snow Patrol, or we're bringing this group or the other group. Now, I know it would be virtually impossible to get the likes of Snow Patrol, but they're not interested because it's not a money-making exercise.
Fionnuala, you wanted to come in again.
Yeah, I just think when you think of the voices in this discussion, how utterly depressing. You know, Belfast has a really bad reputation, and it goes back many, many, many years. And I'm not just talking about the Troubles, I'm just talking about the spirit of the place. It goes back a long time for being dull and dour and depressing.
Oh, Fionnuala, I think you're being grossly unfair. Why are we getting
on,
so many visitors coming
on,
to Belfast for weekends?
Hold on, Jim. Let Fionnuala finish, I'll bring you back in.
That reputation exists. Surely it's incumbent on people who care about the city to challenge that, to show that it is a place worth visiting, to show that there is a curious and very unusual life about the place. I'm not being down on Belfast. I'm talking about there's a reputation and a perception out there. I think it would be a good idea to try to challenge that.
OK, I'm going to hear from you in a moment, Jim, but I want to let Paul in on the debate. Paul, go ahead.
Well, I'm listening to the council cry on poverty. But they can always find the money to subsidise orange bonfires. You know, I mean, that's really not good enough to cry poverty about this. You know, the money is there. If they need to use it, they can use it.
And do you think a fireworks display would be a good idea on New Year's Eve?
Yes, I do think it's a good idea. As I would be opposed to having bonfires on the 12th of July, polluting the atmosphere and everything else, yet we subsidise that sort of nonsense. You know, I mean, what's going on here? What planet are you people living on?
And what difference do you think having a fireworks display would have in Belfast? Would it be great economically, do you think, for the city? Because there are a lot of people texting the programme saying, what a waste of money.
Well, I can imagine visitors that came from overseas, for example, that were sitting in Belfast on New Year's night, were saying, what the hell's going on here? What kind of a city is this? There's no celebrations, nothing going on. As Fionnuala said, a dour city.
Jim, are you going to give this any serious thought for next year?
We will always give serious thought to any requests made to us, and I have no doubt that I and my colleagues will do this from the point of view we'll look at it, we'll find out the cost, but there's really no demand. If you look at the number of visitors who actually stay here on New Year's Eve, they're few and far between, and I've got to come back at Fionnuala's earlier comment about Belfast having a bad reputation. That is grossly untrue. Belfast is one of the top most visited cities now anywhere in the United Kingdom. And in fact, it's a place that people really love to come to and come back, not once or twice, sometimes three times. It's a fabulous city. It can get better. And we want to make it better as city fathers. And we will try to do our very best. But we cannot please everybody. But we will look at any request that comes before us and consider them very seriously.